From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council has recognized new Gambian leader Adama Barrow as the country's legitimate president. Here is Council President, Swedish Ambassador Olof Skog.
It is our strong hope now that the former President Jammeh will peacefully cede power to the democratically elected president.
The Council has authorized West African military forces to enter the country where longtime leader Yahya Jammeh is refusing to give up power. At least two international news agencies quoted a Senegalese army spokesman as saying troops entered Gambia Thursday afternoon. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, was sworn in Thursday at the Gambian embassy in Senegal. U.S. airstrikes killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps in Libya. Carla Babb reports.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the air assault late Wednesday killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters who had fled there after Libyan forces aligned with the nation's UN-backed government pushed the terrorists out of the former Islamic State hotbed city of Sirte. Carter said some of the fighters in the camps were actively planning operations against European nations. The strikes came mere hours before President Barack Obama leaves office.
While the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
Defense officials said the two Islamic State camps were in a very rural area and that no women or children were present. Carla Babb, the Pentagon.
The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. Russia brokered the talks with help from Iran and Turkey. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is in Washington preparing to be sworn in Friday as the country's 45th chief executive. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the president-elect is continuing to make edits and changes to his inaugural address. He said Trump will quickly sign a series of executive orders enacting an agenda of real change. Trump could immediately overturn some of the orders issued by outgoing President Barack Obama. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says Trump has mapped out plans for day one, day 100, and day 200 for what policies the new administration hopes to enact. Even as officials prepare for the inauguration, two of Trump's cabinet selections were facing confirmation hearings before Senate panels. They are Energy Secretary-designate Rick Perry, a former Texas governor, and Steve Mnuchin, who is in line to become Treasury Secretary. Several of Trump's cabinet selections have faced rocky confirmation hearings, with Democrats raising questions about their personal financial dealings. With less than one full day left in his term, President Barack Obama made his final call to a foreign leader. Mr. Obama spoke by phone to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whom he describes as his steadiest, most reliable international partner. The White House says the president thanked Ms. Merkel for her friendship and leadership. In his last major act as president, Mr. Obama is cutting short the sentences of 330 federal drug convicts. They bring to 1,715 the number of prisoners to get their sentences commuted by the president. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says four detainees from the Guantanamo military prison in Cuba have been sent to other countries. President Obama's final prison transfer. Mr. Obama is expressing displeasure at congressional actions that kept him from closing the facility. The South Korean news agency Yonhap says North Korea has probably built two missiles and has placed them on mobile launchers for test firing in the near future. The agency quoted military sources as saying they appear to be intercontinental ballistic missiles. Yonhap says North Korea may have intentionally leaked the news to send a message to the incoming U.S. administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The United States and Cuba have signed a treaty on maritime boundaries in the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. A State Department statement said the pact covers the only water boundary not under a previous agreement between the two countries. The treaty will have to be approved by the U.S. Senate before it can take effect. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.